高兴我们今天有这样一段时间可以安静来敬拜神。
Well, we are very happy that we have this moment of quietness to worship our God.
在一个充满动荡、忙碌的世界当中，这是很难得的一段时间。
In this world of turbulence and busyness, it's very precious to find time.
盼望在这样一段安静、敬拜与神亲近、听神的话语的过程当中，我们的心灵得到真正的安息。
Yeah, we hope that in this moment that our heart find rest in Him.
我们生活的一个时代呢，充满一个很普遍的问题啊，就是人人都很忙碌。
In this world, we have a common problem: is everyone is super busy.
忙到一个地步哈，让我们身心灵哈都不得安息。
To a point that we could not find rest in our heart, our physical.
这个呢会造成很大的哈这个各方面的问题。
This will bring lots of problems.
首先，我们身体过度的疲劳哈，让我们身体的负荷过重哈，我们做事的效率会下降的。
First, our body is overloaded, exhausted. Our efficiency will decrease.
造成我们心里的压力很大啊，就很多的焦虑啊，很多的忧郁啊，啊，很普遍的现象。
Also detrimental to our mental health, we have anxiety.
不仅啊，这种心理的问题哈，不仅造成这个做事的效率下降，而且常常会出错的。
Not only reduce our efficiency, also make mistakes.
因而造成的人与人之间的关系啊，常常变得很紧张。
It caused the relationship become a strain.
会表现在我们家庭的夫妻的关系啊，亲子的关系啊，工作中的同事之间的关系哈，常常处在一种很紧张的状态。
It manifests in our relationship between husband and wife, parents and children or coworker, and our relationship become very tense.
对于基督徒来讲，如果我们的生活太忙碌，太多的事情在我们的生活当中，就让我们没有办法很规律的过一种基督徒的生活。
For us as Christian, if our life is too busy, that will not be able to have a disciplined spiritual life.
每个七天，我们应该有一天安息在上帝的面前，如果我们太忙了，星期天也在忙这事那事，以至于主日的聚会都没有办法保证。
We are so busy that even we cannot even secure the Sunday worship.
好像那个团契生活更不用讲了哈，这个可有可无，好像是这个有的时候参加，有的时候又没办法参加。
And we could not participate in our fellowship.
读经祷告更没有时间了哈，这个造成呢，我们跟神的关系呢，处在一种若即若离的一种状态。
So we don't have time to read our Bible and pray to the point our relationship with God is distant.
带来的结果是什么呢？我们的信仰很肤浅。
The end result is we have very shallow faith.
因为任何有根基，打根基是花功夫的，你要下花时间下功夫，你才能够打上一个稳定的根基。但是如果我们总是这样一种匆忙的状态的话，信仰总是好像停留在表面，没有办法深入下去。
In every relationship, you want to have a deepened relationship. You need to invest time and energy.
当我们跟神的关系处在这样一种若即若离的时候，一有风吹草动啊，风吹雨淋一撞击啊，我们这个人就站不稳。
So because we have shallow relationship with God, so every time turmoil comes, we'll wave.
神造了我们，所以神很知道我们人应该怎样的生活。所以你看，他在创世纪一开始就定规，每个七天当中就有一天是被神所赐福的，叫安息日。
He is the creator. He created us. He knows well, very well about us. So in the beginning of creation, he carved out one day to be the Sabbath day.
神用六天创造了天地，他就赐福了第七天。定那一天是这个神和人在一起经历神与人之间那一种安息的一天。
He created the earth in 6 days. On the seventh days, he rest. He want this day to be have good relationship with us.
而且后来他借着摩西宣告律法的时候，特别规定每隔七年，到了第七年的时候，人和地 和牲畜都要守安息年。
Through Moses, he declared the law: every seventh day is a Sabbath year, seventh year.
所以神很看重哈人要有这样一种守安息的一种的生活的方式。
So God really valued that our life carved out time for Sabbath.
守安息的时候，不仅让我们的身体得到充分的休息，我们的心灵得到充分的调整，而且更重要的是，我们恢复与神之间那一种亲密的关系。
So observing Sabbath not only bring rest to our physical body and bring rest to our emotional, also deepens our relationship with God.
所以在诗篇四十六篇这一句话哈是很有名的哈，啊，你们要休息，知道我是神。
So there's a very famous passage in Psalms 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God."
一方面讲说，只有我们在安静安息啊，停下来那种匆忙的脚步的时候，我们才能够认识神。
Not on one aspect, only when we quiet our heart, stop our footsteps, we can know Him.
另外，他也讲出一层意思，就是说，我们安静安息啊。停下来这些事情的目的是什么呢？是要认识神。
Another aspect is when we pause and rest, is to know Him.
所以从这个月开始哈，我们今年呢，我们每个月会有一次哈，我们围绕这个安息的主题来学习神的话语。
So from this month start, we every month will have one passage on rest.
我们还会继续讲《使徒行传》的系列哈，但是我们每个月有一次，我们停下来啊，借着诗篇，借着圣经里面这些宝贵的话语哈，来学习如何过一个安息的生命。
We'll continue on the series on Act, but once a month we'll pause and we'll talk about the theme of Sabbath.
那今天是第一次哈，我们用诗篇四十六篇来学习如何休息。如何安静在上帝的面前
？So today is the first message. We're going to learn rest in the midst of turmoil from Psalms.
四十六篇的主题非常的清楚哈，从第一句开始就把这个啊，神是我们的安息，神是我们的避难所讲出来了。
The theme is very clear in Psalms 46. And start the beginning. God is our refuge. God is our rest.
如果四十六篇是一首诗歌的话，哈，这句话就像一个副歌一样，第一节出现，第七节再次出现。
This portion is the repeat version.
然后到了结尾第十一节又再次讲，哈，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
It starts from the beginning, the middle, and the end. It talk about the God of Jacob is our refuge.
所以这一篇的这个主题就很清楚了，什么人需要避难所？有难的人嘛，哈。所以在患难当中，在生活充满动荡不平安的当中，我们怎么能够在神里面找到安息，找到那个避难的处所？这是整个这个诗篇的主题。
So it's very clear who need a refuge? People in trouble, where in life encounter turmoils.
最近在我们当中谈论最多的，大家都很关心的话题是关于工作的。
Recently, amongst us, the most popular topic is a talk about losing jobs.
因为政府的这些的变动政策的改变哈，让很多人对前途工作的前途充满了担忧和不确定。
Due to the political environment change, lots of people feel very uncertain about the future.
本来这个大华府地区是以工作稳定为著称的哈，因为都是跟政府有关系的工作，铁饭碗哈。
In the DC area, we were known for have secure jobs.
但现在就是我们这个地区成了整个变动的风暴的一个中心点。
Now we become the center of the storm.
我们好像生活在这个一场大的变革的时代当中，在这个时候，在这个处境当中，我们当如何学习来依靠神而得安息呢？
We are amongst the greatest storm and changes. How do we find rest in it?
马丁路德哈，这个他写了一首很有名的诗歌，叫《上主是我坚固保障》，就是根据诗篇四十六篇所写的。
Martin Luther composed a famous hymn. It's called A Mighty Fortress is Our God. It's based on Psalms 46.
马丁路德生活在一个很充满大变动的一个时代，借着他带起宗教的改革，很多以前很固定、很稳固的东西被摇撼、被震动、被改变。那在这样一种变幻当中，他借着这首诗歌唱出了这种的信息，就是依靠神而得安息。
Martin Luther lived in the era of great changes. He was the key person of Reformation. So he composed these songs to declare what to do in the middle of a turmoil.
在这首诗歌的一开始，这有几句，他说：“上主是我坚固保障，庄严雄峻勇坚强。上主是我安稳慈航，助我乘风破骇浪。”
In the beginning of this song, it says, A mighty fortress is our God, our bulwark never fail, our helper he amends the flood of mental ill, of mortal ills prevailing.
就在宗教改革的时候，马丁路德不仅被教皇定罪、教廷定罪，很多人要取他的性命的。
And not only he was proclaimed a sinful by the Roman Catholic, and also people want to kill him.
所以在一段时间，他是躲在一个很隐秘的地方，城堡里面，当然他没有闲着，在那里翻译圣经。For
a period of time, he has to be in hiding, but he didn't just restless. He wrote, he translated Bible.
所以这个诗篇告诉我们三个很重要的信息。So
this passage of Psalms tell us about three main key purpose.
前面三节告诉我们。 凭信心而生活的人会遇到一些的挑战。The
first three verses tell people who live in faith will face challenges.
但是我们可以靠着我们里面的信心，靠着我们依靠主，而得到那个平静安稳。我们信心里面是有秘诀的。There
is secret that through living in faith we can find rest.
第三段，8到11节是一个信心得胜以后的一个宣告，一个见证。
Verse 8
to 11, this is declare the victory of
faith. And let's take into a deep dive and look into this passage.
首先在这个诗篇当中，我们看到我们的信心，我们的生活处在这个动荡风暴当中，所遇到的一个挑战。
First, let's see while we're living in turmoil, what kind of challenges we're facing.
神是我们的避难所，那显然是有难的时候人才需要避难所。Said
God is our refuge. Only when we're in trouble, we need refuge.
神是我们的力量，是当我们软弱的时候，我们才需要神加给我们力量。God
is our strength. Only when we feel weak, we need strength.
神是在我们患难当中随时的帮助，因为我们遇到患难了吗？God
is our ever present help in trouble. That means we are in trouble.
然后接下来他用这种诗人的语言，用三个虽，这是生活当中遇到的各种各样情况的一种形象化的描述。The
poem used the three though that declared what we're facing in life.
地虽改变,
even though the earth will give away.
地是给我们最大稳定感的一个东西，对吧？The
earth is the ground that we feel supported.
我们常常讲说脚踏实地，这个地是不动的。The
Chinese idiom said a foot on the sound firm ground.
山虽摇动到海心，山是给人一种很充满力量、稳定，这个不动摇的一种感觉。但如果山都摇动了，你就知道这个生活已经产生很大的变动。
Mountain often make we feel as mighty and solid and still. If the mountain shakes, we know we're in trouble.
所以这是对于一种地动山摇，不知道大家有没有经历过地震，在地震里面那种真的是人都站不稳，平常这个能打开的门很容易打开的都打不开，是那一种完全失去控制的一种状态。
We don't know that whether you ever encounter earthquake when the shaking, even the easy open door will not be able to open.
水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，这是描述那个海啸来到的时候，这个大水，这个 充满了力量哈、啊，汹涌的这个冲击，连山都会被冲动的时候，那一种啊震撼的感受。
Though its water rolls and foam and the mountain quakes with their surging, it described the signs of tsunami.
平时我们以为很可靠的东西不可靠了。
The things we can rely on no longer we can.
平时不会动的东西，现在已经被 shaken 啊摇动了。
Normally firm, now is shaking.
它是在讲这样一种从根基上不稳定的一种状态。
It describes that your foundation is shaking.
而且这种的情景啊，当我们头脑当中出现的时候，我们就是那一种好像是一种势不可挡啊，那种的力量蕴藏那种能量的爆发是超乎人想象。人在这种的地动山摇、海啸的面前，人显得非常的渺小，你没有办法控制这个局面。
When this happened, we feel very weak that we could not resist this force.
然后在诗篇里面，我们能够体会到哈、啊，这是一种战争的场景哈、啊。神在其中，城必不动摇；到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列邦动摇，神发声，地变融化哈、啊。这是城被敌人围困，战争的状态哈、啊，一种的。好像国破山亡哈，国破这个家亡，要处在这样一种的危险的当中。
Also in the verse 5 and 6, it described that during the war, your city was surrounded by the enemy.
所以我们知道这首诗篇的这个背景，历史背景哈、啊，是这个亚述帝国来攻击以色列人。
This history background is talk about Syrian war.
是在西西家和先知以赛亚那个时代哈、啊，亚述帝国当时是中东地区最强大的帝国哈、啊，他来围城哈、啊，把这个耶路撒冷城给围困了。
The Assyrian Empire is very strong at the time. Their army besieged Jerusalem.
南国面临被灭亡的这种的危机。
And the South Kingdom faced the threat of total destruction.
而且亚述王非常的这个狂妄啊。他派这个使者哈、啊、出言去辱骂耶和华神。
So the king of Assyria is very proud. He sent his ambassador to humiliate Israel.
不过那个时候亚述帝国确实强大，他把中东其他的国家都已经打败了，而且这个南国的话只剩耶路撒冷这个城啊，周边的这些城邑都被攻下来了。
At that time, indeed.The empire of Assyrian was very powerful, destroyed all other country, and also destroyed the city nearby.
所以是在这样一个背景下，那西西家王和先知以赛亚面对这样的危险，以及整个全城哈耶路撒冷的人以及逃难进入耶路撒冷这些犹太人，他们会怎样面对这样的局面呢？
At that kind of backdrop, what will God's people do when this happens?
本来我在预备的时候起的题目不是这个哈、啊，我第一个题目上周的周报报的是风暴中的安息。
Originally, I want to name this topic as the rest in the storm.
那后来我就把它改成叫动荡中的安息。
Later, I changed in the rest in the turmoil.
因为风暴真的是不足以表达哈、啊、这个诗人所要表达的那个种的状况哈、啊，不是风暴，风暴的话很快就会过去哈、啊。但是他讲的是一种地动山摇，从根基上发生震动的一种的不稳定的状态。
I feel like the word storm was not able to describe the chaos.
就像什么
？What is this like？
就像我们以前一直觉得身体很好，不会生什么病，但突然医生检查以后打个电话给我们。
It's like we feel like we have good health. All of a sudden, doctor called, gave us a bad diagnosis.
整个你觉得哇，这个很健康，但是突然一场大病临到
，and the big illness upon you，
就像什么，像好像家庭本来是我们很稳定的港湾，是我们休息休整的地方。
It's also like a family where we find comfort and find peace。
但是这个关系的紧张状态，整天在一起吵吵闹闹，不得安宁，甚至都不想回到家中。这样一种的感受。
Then the relationship is broken. We feel like we don't want to go home.
儿女，你觉得，哎呀，中学、小、大学这样一路读，也顺利找到工作，哎，平平安。突然你收到一个消息说儿女出状况了。
As you watch your children grow up, go to school, find a job, all of a sudden receive a call that they're in trouble.
工作失去，亲人突然离世，朋友反目， 好像一下子好像天都要塌下来一样。
Yeah, you lose your job, relationship is broken, and your friend betrayed you, you feel like the sky is falling.
教会本来是一个亲近神、安安静静、寻求神的地方，但这里面产生了一种的分裂，一种的彼此的争闹，以至于造成教会的解散。这样一种的状况，本来以为很安定、很安稳的那个环境被彻底的打破。
Even in churches, you will often find peace and comfort and worship together and have divisions.
你现在有遇到这样的情况吗？
Are you encountered those kind of challenges?
如果你遇到这样的情况，你会如何的去回应呢？
If you do, how would you respond?
注意这个诗篇，每隔一节几节就会讲到细拉啊，这个细拉。 是音乐当中的一个休止的记号。
In couple verses, you're going to see the word "selah" in the Psalms. That means rest.
那对于我们读诗篇的人来讲，读到这个细拉的时候，就是提醒我们啊，这时候该停下来了啊，停下来思考一下，啊，回想一下，啊，这个诗篇里所讲的东西跟你我到底有什么样的关系？
So as our readers read upon, when we see Selah, we take a pause and ponder.
有没有人喜欢坐云霄飞车啊？
Any of you like roller coaster?
我坐过一次就不想再坐了。
I did it once, I don't want to do it again.
那为什么很多人，特别年轻人，很喜欢坐这个云霄飞车呢？
Why people, or especially young people, like to do it?
为什么有很多人敢坐这种云霄飞车呢？
Why they dare to do it?
因为他们坐的人都知道，再过几分钟以后，他们一定很平平安安的又回到原来的地方。Because
they know after a couple minutes adrenaline rush, they will back to earth in peace.
如果这个云霄飞车常常出事故，一整这个人被卡在中间下不来，或者水被甩出去了，你肯定不会敢坐这种云霄飞车。If
the roller coaster often have problem, then people die on it. I dare you don't want to go it.
当人们对这个结果有一种很稳定的预期，有一种安全感，他就不惧怕。When
people know the end result will be good, their fear will be taken away.
那在我们真实的生活当中，什么是我们真正的安全感呢？
In our real life, what is our true security?
所以这是诗篇第二部分，46篇的第二部分，告诉我们这个秘诀在哪里。
This is what the Psalms told us, the secret of peace in life.
他说有一道河，这整个跟前面的图画就完全不一样了哈。大海的翻腾，山的摇动是这个不稳定、无法预期的哈。但河给人的感受是很平稳、很持续、很稳定的一种的感受。
Here talk about a river. Earlier they were talking about the earth is shaking, the mountain is moving, river is roaming. Now the river is quiet.
而且河常常代表一种的供应，一种的保护，我们说护城河，在城边上修城的时候，这个河，那对城是一种的保护。It
often river represents a provision, a nourishment, and also protect the city.
而且在古代，他们打仗的时候，很重要的是这个水源。如果这个城被围了，没有水源的话，那这个城很难守得住。In
the ancient time, the source of water is very important. When they are in war, they need water nourishment.
所以历史上很多的大城，是他在修这个城的时候，就修在水上面，所以有一条河可以穿过这个城。 所以不管这个敌人怎么围困，他们有充足的水源的供应。In
ancient time, the city often built along the river, sometimes even the river through the city.
那耶路撒冷是建在山上，它的水源是不充足的。Jerusalem
was built in the mountain. They don't have enough water source.
也没有河流过这个城或者流经这个城。There's
no river nearby.
那耶路撒冷的水源呢，是在它东边的一个山谷里面，有一个叫基逊。 溪，一个小溪，是有一个基逊泉，是一个泉水的源头，从那里引水过来。
And the river for Jerusalem is from the east. There's a spring come, they get their water from.
那就是在西西家的年代。今天如果去耶路撒冷的话，你还可以看到哈，西西家当初修的那个水道哈，他怎么把那个基逊溪的泉水哈引到这个耶路撒冷城里面。
Even till today, you can see from the ancient time how they guide the water to the city.
所以这里面是一种的象征啊，一种的 image 之间的一种的对照哈，所以河，这河的分叉使成的城欢喜哈，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
So here present a contrast, a river whose stream make glad of the city.
所以在这里面，这个河的分叉是代表神的保护、神的供应，神成了他们的啊那个护城河、那个保护，神成了他们所需要的一切的供应的那个供应者。
Here, the river and the branches represent God. God is the provision, is the fortress for the people.
例如一棵树哈，栽在溪水边，它就按时的得到生命的水的供应哈，它就可以长得很健康、很茁壮，可以按时候结果子。
A tree was planted by the river will have nourishment and yield fruit.
所以这个城为什么能够坚固、坚定、不动摇，不是因为有护城河，不是因为有水源的供应，而是因为神在其中，神在保护他们，神与他们同在。
The city is not shaken, it's not because it's a strong building or has river support, but it's because God is indwelling in it.
这是我们信心的秘诀哈，认出神，看见神，凭着信心的眼睛看到人眼所看不到的，神在其中哈，城必不动摇。
This is the secret of our faith. Use faith to see God and see what God's hands is doing.
而且他特别提到，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
It especially said, "Is at dawn, God will help the city." At the
其实读到这里的时候，我就停在这里。哎，为什么这时候突然把这个时间的观念哈，天一亮这个观念带进来？
Over here, it said why there's a special emphasis on the time.
这跟神与这个城同在到底是一个什么关系
？What's the relationship with God, a present with the city?
哎，仔细想啊，天再黑，总有天亮的时候。
No matter how dark the day, also the daylight will come the next day.
他用天一亮，神就帮助他们，这个来描述神的帮助一定会到来的。
It describes God's help will come.
等候神、仰望神的人一定会等到天亮，绝不会羞愧的。
People who wait upon God will not put to shame. God will come to help.
他在告诉我们，神的帮助是确定无疑的。虽然你需要一些等候的时间，虽然你会经历那个黑暗的那个时期，但是神的帮助一定会到来，他的到来是确定无疑的。
Although you have to wait or you have to experience the darkness, but God's help is certain. He will come.
当我们生命当中没有神的时候，当人不认识神的时候，他遇到这些难处的时候，遇到这些变动的时候，他求什么帮助呢
？When people who has no God in their life, who do they seek for help?
自己拼命的努力，自己拼命的这个做事情去找最好的医生帮忙去寻找这个医生这个counselor 去帮助他，可能都是到外面去寻找这些的帮助。
Through the help of working hard, seeking the renowned doctors, and help, looking for help externally.
但是我们认识神的人，我们知道我们有一个更确实的帮助，更坚定不可动摇的一个避难所。
For us as Christian, we know there is a true security in God.
这是当初西西家王和先知以赛亚面对亚述大军围城的时候，他们的做法，他们是向上帝祷告啊，他们就进到圣殿里面，向神去陈述他们的难处。
This is what in the Israel and the prophet did when they were surrounded by the army of Assyrian. They went to the temple and prayed to God.
万军之耶和华与我们同在。
The Lord Almighty is with us.
诗人特别选择这个名字哈，这个掌管天使天军的啊，这是万军之耶和华这个意思哈。他是火车火马，虽然人眼睛看不见啊，但是在这个城的周围有一个看不见的保守，他的元帅哈是 耶和华神啊，所以称他为万军之耶和华。当这位万军之耶和华掌管天使天军的神与我们同在的时候，我们就没有什么可以惧怕。
So here use the word Almighty. He is the captain of the army of the firing chariot that where naked eye cannot see.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
大家注意哈，前面说神是我们的避难所啊，到这里又加了一个形容词，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Earlier said our God is refuge. Here add on the God of Jacob is our
首先，请大家注意这里的时态啊，它是用现在时，雅各的神此时此刻，现在就是我的避难所。
Here I use the verb as a present tense.
他没有讲过去式哦，他没有讲将来式啊，此时此刻，不管你身临处在一种什么样的艰难、困苦、动摇、不确定的状态当中，神依然还是你的避难所。
It didn't use the past tense. No matter where you are ongoing currently, He is your fortress.
那他为什么说是雅各的神，不是说亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神？
Why didn't say the God of Abraham and Esau? It says God of Jacob.
以色列人当然都很明白哈，那我们读过圣经的人也知道哈，雅各是蛮特别的一个人的。
The Jews understand that, and we read the Bible, we understood that.
雅各是一个很聪明的人。
Jacob is very smart.
他有一个孪生的哥哥叫以扫。
He has a twin brother, Esau.
他跟以扫的这个争夺这个长子的福分、长子的权势，他常常得胜，对不对？
They were fighting about the birthright of firstborn, and he always won.
不仅他胜过他的哥哥，而且骗了他的父亲。
Not only he went over his older brother and he lied to his father.
父亲年老的时候，哇，他就在他妈妈的帮助下装扮成他的哥哥哈，然后骗取长子的祝福。
With his mother's help, and he lied and fooled his father. He gained the birth blessing from the birth child.
他很聪明，很有智慧，他体力也很强壮。
And he's very smart and physically healthy, strong.
哇，他几十岁的人哈，推那个水井的那个石头，他一个人就可以推走。
And he moved the stone away from the well. He can do it alone.
但是就是这样的雅各，神就一路的引导他去他的那个拉班那里哈，做了他的岳父哈。那个拉班比他更狡诈哈，他在他手下吃了很多的苦头。
So since Jacob was a deceitful man, God led him to Uncle Laban, and he suffered a lot under his hand.
当雅各很聪明的时候，很诡诈的时候，他依靠他的聪明和诡诈去做事情。
When he was deceitful, he relied on his self-smart to do things.
当他体力很强壮的时候，他靠着他的体力哈，拼命的做工来做事情。
When he was physically strong, he relied on his physical health to do things.
直到有一天哈，当他面对面神所差派的这个天使的显现哈，跟他一起摔跤哈，摔到一个地步哈，他腿都瘸了。
Until the day he encountered God's angel, then he wrestled with him, and he became lame.
神借着那20年的时间，把他的计谋、把他的诡计，他觉得这没办法依靠了啊，因为有比他总有比他更聪明、更有诡计的人。
God used 20 years to ward away the reliance on his own self-intelligence.
最后又把他的这个强壮的身体给他击伤了哈，让他腿瘸了。那你怎么靠自己的力量来面对这些的敌人呢？
God also, like his physical health, he became lame. He could not rely on his own physical health.
神一路的引导雅各，最后让他学习说：“哦，这些外在的体力、智慧，这些别人的帮助都是不可靠的。只有一个，抓住神，紧紧的抓住神，紧紧的抓住神，他就可以胜过一切的惧怕，一切外在的仇敌和难处。”
Through this, God taught Jacob he could not rely on his own intelligent physical health. He only had to hang on tight with God.
所以，在这个诗篇当中，他特别选择说：“雅各的神是我的避难所。”如果神是雅各这样的人的避难所，哈，让他学习除去一切靠着自己，不依靠自己的聪明，而学习专心依靠耶和华神的时候，他可以成为雅各的避难所。他也可以成为每一个放弃我们自己的外在的能力血气，而学习凭着信心来依靠这位神的避难所。
through these examples, God taught us, even for Jacob, he gave up his own intelligence and physical health, rely on God. We can do it also.
这是雅各信心的秘诀，这也是诗篇46篇作者他体会到的，这也是让我们今天每个人要学习的，如何凭着信心来支取我们眼睛看不到的，上帝的保护，上帝的供应和上帝的智慧。
This is the secret for Jacob's faith, also the author of the Psalms experience. Today, we also need to learn this.
接下来，这几句话是一个见证人给我们做的一个见证、一个宣告、一个信心得胜的一个宣告。
And continue here, the victory of faith is the witness of the people who experience.
你们来看耶和华的作为，这个。 口吻一下转了，前面一直人称说我们，现在转向他的听众，说你们来看，发出一个邀请来看神的作为。Here
you can see the change of tunes. This also invite the audience come and see what the Lord has done.
看什么呢？看他使地怎样荒凉。The
desolation he has brought on the earth.
这是战场结束以后的那个光景，这个亚述大军。 被神所差派的天使出来打败以后，横尸遍野，帐篷、兵器到处乱丢在那个大地上那一种，他用荒凉这个情况是战争已经结束了，神已经得胜了，神的子民已经除去了那个危险的一个情景。This
is declared the scene of the aftermath of the war that the enemy was defeated.
你们要来看，他只息刀兵，直到地极，他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。He
makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire.
战争结束了，这个诗篇的作者是这个亲身的经历，亲眼见证这样一个图画，所以他邀请众人一起来看，一起来见证，凭着信心得胜的那样一种的。 光景。
The author of the Psalms invite the audience to see the end of the war.
然后就发出这句话，这句话又人称又转换了，前面是做一个见证人的角度来邀请人来观看，这时候他就转变成替神在讲话，这句话不是人讲的，是神在讲话，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Over here, the tune is changed again. The author speak on behalf of God, said, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I'll be exalted in the earth."
这个诗篇是可拉的后裔写的。
This is the descendant of Kola.
整个这个诗篇当中有11篇的诗篇是可拉的后裔写的。
There's 11 chapters from the same author.
这11篇的诗篇都是以敬拜神、称颂神的保护、称呼神是我们坚固的这个保障的这个主题，跟这个主题是相关。It's
the theme as to exalt God.
我们也知道，这可拉的后裔是谁呢？是圣殿当中的诗班的成员。And
who are the descendants of Korah? They are the choir members.
可拉，我们知道当初在摩西的那个时代，因为他们不相信神，也不相信神所选立的摩西是他们的领袖，他们要反叛他，结果神就这个使地裂开口，是可拉和跟随他的人都直接掉到地底下去了。Back
then, when Korah complained in the wilderness, challenged Moses' authority, God opened the earth and swallowed them up.
但是很奇妙的，在可拉的后裔当中兴起了这样一批敬虔的人，到大卫的时代，选择他们在圣殿里面就是做诗班，他们就是专心的敬拜、赞美、仰望神、传扬神的作为，然后带领以色列人在圣殿当中，借着诗歌来敬拜神的这一批人。But
amazingly, the descendants of Korah become choir members in the God's temple, lead worship. And become people who constantly lead people to worship God.
大敌当前，这些诗班还在那唱诗歌，还在敬拜，还在赞美，这么忙还要去祷告会。
When the enemy is upon the footsteps, they're still leading people to worship.
这是在人看起来这是不可想象的哈，这是不合逻辑的哈。
From human's eyes, is not logical this.
但是当人凭着信心在神的面前啊，来专心来仰望神的时候，当西西家王、当以赛亚先知哈专心的向神祷告的时候，神就差派一个天使哦，一个天使出来击杀亚述大军的18万5000人。
So in human's eyes, it's not possible. But look in the eyes of the faith, in the back time, the king and the prophet prayed. God sent one angel, killed 185,000.
什么是更真实的？是我们肉眼所见的呢，还是凭着我们信心的眼睛，在上帝的应许和同在当中所看到的更加真实呢？
What is the real truth? Is what your eye can see? Or through faith, you see what God has done.
这是 C.S. 路易斯所讲的这句话哈，他也是根据诗篇46篇所讲出的这一句话。C.S.
Lewis wrote something based on Psalms 46.
他说，神是我们的避难所，不是因为我们逃避现实，而是因为我们在他里面找到。
He said, God is our refuge, not because we have escaped reality, but because we have found true reality in Him.
这是这个诗篇啊，一直在让我们去看到的啊，如何凭着信心来依靠神，在动荡的环境当中得到心灵当中真正的安息。
So this is the theme from the psalm that. Rely on the Lord by faith and find spiritual rest in turbulent circumstances.
我们要休息。We
need rest.
我们要知道他是神。We
need to know He is God.
那我们怎么休息呢？
How do we rest?
我们怎么安静呢？
How do we be quiet?
我们怎么来守安息呢？
How do we observe the Sabbath?
好好的睡一觉。
Get a good night rest.
这是需要的哦。This
we need.
尤其是当我们身体长期的超负荷的在运转的时候，我们需要好好的睡一觉。When
our body is overloaded, we do need a good night rest.
当说这个以利亚这个 depressed 啊，这个深度的这个抑郁的时候，神就让他睡觉，让他好好的睡。When
the prophet Elijah was in deep depression, God told him to rest.
但只是睡觉不能解决问题。Rest
alone will not solve the problem.
还不叫守安息。
This is not the observance of Sabbath.
吃一顿美食，恢复我的体力。
Eat a good meal to restore our physical health.
这是需要的。
This also we do need.
我们身体要有充足的供应哈，体力的恢复哈。神对待那个以利亚也是哈，亲自给他带来饼啊，给他水，让他吃，恢复他的体力。
Our body need nourishment and restoration. God did this to Elijah, give him food and water.
怎么守安息？去海边，去购物，去看电影。
How to observe the Sabbath? Go to the beach, to shopping, to see a movie.
逃离使你受苦的那个环境。
Escape the environment that you're suffering.
耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
Jesus in Matthew 11:28 said, "Come to me, all you who labor and heavily burdened. I will give you rest."
所以守安息的关键是来到耶稣基督这里。The
key element observe Sabbath is come to God.
我们需要好好的身体要放松，要休息哈。我们需要情绪上面、心理上面要调整，要放松。但是最重要的哈，你能够守那个安息，能够经历那个真实的安息，你必须要来到。 耶稣基督的面前
，We do need rest and emotionally relax, but most important, we need the true peace come in front of God.
以利亚怎么从那种深度的那种忧郁当中能够走出来，是因为他在何烈山上，在神的面前听到神的微小的声音对他讲话，他的灵命才重新得到复兴。
How did Elijah walk out of a deep depression? Because he heard. Quiet small voice from God.
所以今天哈，我邀请大家哈，很快这个复活节 受难日啊，这个大斋期就要来了。我们借着这个时间，我们来一起来操练啊，在神的面前来守安息。So
today we're going to learn to practice before the Easter and the Lent come.
三月五号哈，是这个40天的大斋期的第一天。
March 5th is the first day of the Lent.
复活节的前一天，4月19号，是这40天大斋期的最后一天。
The day before the Easter is the end of the 40 days of Lent.
那我鼓励大家，在这一期间呢，大家不管你多忙，每一天拿出15分钟的时间在神的面前来安静，来读经，来祷告。
I encourage you, no matter how busy, each day carved out 15 minutes, come before God to pray.
那这一天，这安静的时间你做什么呢？
What do you do in this 15 minutes?
比如说第一天，有一段经文会给大家。
Each day, we give you a Bible verse to read.
那大家可以读这段经文，只有12节经文，几分钟就读完了。读完以后，你围绕这段经文去有一点的默想，安静的时间。
Only 12 verses. After you read, you meditate and you ponder.
然后呢，围绕着你今天读的经文呢，有一段向神的祷告，根据经文的引导，向神来做认罪的祷告，求神来赐我们洁净的心，赐给我们悔改的心。
And after that, you pray, surrounded the theme of the passage you read. First day, you ask for forgiveness and ask God give you a repentant heart.
那这40天当中有4个主题，每10天有一个主题。
There are going to be four central themes. Every 10 days, there's one.
前面10天呢是围绕人的悔改和自省的。
The first 10 days, the theme is repentant and self-examination.
第二个10天的经文都是引导我们思想耶稣基督的教导和赐予我们的使命的。
Second 10 days lead us to thinking God's teaching and mission.
然后进入到思想耶稣基督的受难，他的十字架，他为我们的救赎。
The third 10 days will focus on thinking the passion and sacrifice of Jesus.
那最后这10天呢，我们在耶稣基督的复活里面来看到那真实的盼望。
So the last 10 days we'll think God's resurrection and hope.
所以这个40天的这个读经默想祷告的这个操练呢，是帮助我们能够更深的去思想耶稣基督十字架的救赎的宝贵，他的舍命和他的复活。Through
the 40 days practice to give us a deeper understanding God's sacrifice and love for us.
让我们今年过一个更加有意义的复活节，预备我们的心来迎接主的复活所赐给我们的喜乐。
So help us experience a more meaningful Easter this year.
而且当我们学习在40天当中，每一天花时间安静读经、祷告、默想并祷告的时候，让我们这段时间成为我们生命成长的一个契机。So
we use this practice to help give us our life growth in spiritual health.
所以邀请大家，我们一起都来参加。I
invite all of you participate.
第一天，请大家都来参加，在那一天的时候，我们借着教会的祷告会，也是大斋期的首日，3月5号，周三的晚上，我们一起来聚集来祷告，在神的面前来学习，经历跟神同在的那真正美好的安息。So
this coming Wednesday is the first.
Not coming.
Okay, March 5th, the Wednesday, we'll have the kickoff of the first day of the 40 days to learn to practice to know God, to know God's word and pray. Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，你应许给我们这样宝贵的礼物，就是你的儿子耶稣基督所带来的永远的生命。
Dear Lord, you gave us such a precious gift that your Son, Jesus, gave us eternal life.
这永远的生命是不受这个世界的环境的变化、人的改变的 影响的一种，持续到永远的那样一种宝贵的生命。
This eternal life is everlasting, is not affected by what happened on this earth.
当我们越靠近主耶稣基督的时候，当我们的生命越跟他紧密连接的时候，我们就越多的能够经历神所应许的这丰盛的、满足的、喜乐的生命。
The more we draw to your Son, the more we can experience this abundant, joyful life.
主啊，请你怜悯我们啊，借着我们生活当中各种各样的难处、压力，把我们推向这位救主的身边。
Lord, we know that you have mercy on us through the turmoil and difficulties. You push us, you draw us close to you.
我们相信在各样的环境当中，你都没有离弃我。
We know through all circumstances, you never leave us.
我们也相信这样各样的难处、患难，甚至这种生活当中的这种根基性的摇动，若不有你的允许，是不会发生的。
And we know that even the shaking of the earth, if does not have your permission, will not happen.
我们也知道你使万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that you make all things work together to benefit those who love you.
就求你让我们凭着你的信实，凭着你加给我们的信心，来在患难当中选择来投靠你。
That we know that through the turmoil and trials, you help us to choose to rely on you.
也求你彰显你信实的作为在我们的身上。
We ask you to manifest your action in us.
让我们亲身经历，你就是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Help us to experience that you are our fortress.Our strength, our everlasting help we need.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
阿门。我们唱这首回应的诗歌，当转眼仰望耶稣。
Let's